And here he is from CanadianThinker.com in his regular Monday spot. We say good morning to Freddie P. Frederick, how are you on this Monday?
Good morning, MacArthur. Doing very well, is what I'm trying to say, yes.
Well, doing so well that you're losing your mind. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we want to talk a bit about Boobquake Day, which is fast approaching. Now, this comes from, Freddie, this big Icelandic volcano and a bit of the fallout. Of course, we know the airlines were grounded for days, almost a week. They lost upwards of $1 billion, but there's been some other ramifications from this thing.
Yes, this is an Islamic cleric from Iran who says many women do not dress modestly. They lead young men astray, corrupt their chastity, and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes. So a young woman in the United States responded to this by creating Boobquake Day, which is underway, by the way, MacArthur. It started at 12 o'clock this morning.
You know, I don't know how I missed this. Maybe it's because I haven't seen any volcanic activity.
No, exactly. If she started this on Facebook, and there's almost 47,000 people who like it, or members, or friends, or whatever you want to call them, you click. I'm on the site right now, by the way, Facebook, and you see the first thing you see is lethal weapons and a girl showing her cleavage. Now that's the idea today. They are encouraging all women to go out of their way to expose cleavage as a response to this Iranian cleric's idea that cleavage somehow, some way, creates earthquakes.
All right. Now, is there 47,000 members, or is there really just 23,500?
Oh, you're doing the math, my boy.
Why, yes, I am. Thank you.
But, you know what? You got to love the entrepreneurial spirit in the United States. Well, in Canada, I guess, but more so in the States. Already, there's T-shirts. I mean, they just came up with this concept, like, late last week, and there's T-shirts already. I Survived Boobquake Day, Boobquake 2010. It's unbelievable. And
well, I like that T-shirt because that would signal to me that this might turn into an annual event, Freddie.
Absolutely. I mean, and why not? I thoroughly like the intention here because they're encouraging all women in offices, on the street. You know, the weather's getting good, especially, I guess, you know, as you move farther south into the States where this comes out of, down near Washington, D.C., somewhere. The weather's good, so put on those little spring dresses, you know, that are low cut with the straps and what have you. And this has also inspired something, and I'll tell you, in Peterborough, Ontario, where my morning man, I'm the program director of a radio station in Peterborough, he declared today Man Boob Day as well.
Oh, good. Now, see, and now this is taking it too far.
And at 8 o'clock this morning, he encouraged everyone to stand up, all men to stand up, jump up and down, and shake their man boobs.
Please tell me you don't have video of that.
No, you know what? Probably.
Yeah.
Anything for a laugh, eh? Anything to get people to go through your website. You know what I'm saying?
This is true, I suppose. But isn't it funny how, I mean, I love this cleric who, how did he even come up with this theory, connect these two things? And if he thinks that, you know what, women bearing too much is, I guess, the genesis, if you will, of all evil, maybe he's concentrating a little too hard on that himself, I'd suggest.
Well, exactly. Listen, and I'm not going to, I mean, you can't make blanket statements and you can't generalize, but often those who criticize are trying to hide something themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they criticize others for a flaw in themselves. I mean, I don't want to get too crazy with this. I'm no psychologist, psychiatrist. But I think you're on to something there. This cleric, I won't give his name because you never know. Like, I mean, look at Salman Rushdie. You got to watch what you say, right? maybe he's got something going on the side, you know, and this is to divert attention.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it could be a bit of a smokescreen, if you will, here. But
he is subscribed to some of those websites, you know, or he gets the magazines and the movies coming to his place with the in the brown wrappers.
In the plain brown wrapper, yes,
yeah.
No doubt. So, all right, well, I'm fully in support of Boobquake Day, as I imagine you are as well, my good man.
Yes, I am. All sizes, all shapes, I'm totally into it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a stroll this afternoon and see if I can see any participants.
We appreciate you doing the research. Yes. As well this week, famed astrophysicist Stephen Hawking has come out saying that extraterrestrials do indeed exist, but we shouldn't talk to them, Freddie, because, they may be looking to come to Earth and conquer us.
Well, you know, I would like to make that own. I would like to make that determination myself. I'd love to speak to an alien. I would take that chance, MacArthur. If an alien would come down and stand in front of me, or there'd be some way I could be boomed up or beamed up to see, I would love that experience and then take it from there.
Sure, I mean, why not?
Wouldn't you love to talk to an alien? I would like to talk to God. Mm-hmm. If just come down, stand in front of me, let's have a conversation, and then I'll decide where I'm going to take it from there. But just to know that you exist would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to examine this planet, because I think if they really thoroughly did, they'd probably take a pass, kind of like buying a new car, right? And be like, yeah, it's attractive, but I don't think it's just for me. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, you could hit on the wrong spot. Like, I mean, the alien, they might land in, like, Hamilton, right?
Yeah. You know, trust me, if they land in Dunnville, they're going right back to where they came from.
Or how about downtown Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's leave this place alone, please. Let's go.
Yeah, we came here to find human life. We landed in downtown Detroit. We couldn't find a soul. They're gone. Yeah.
But the whole alien concept, you know all those stories about aliens abducted me and then probed me in an unnatural way?
Mm-hmm.
I'd even go for that if I could have some closure on this whole alien thing.
Either that tells me you're willing to go the distance for the cause, or you're just a desperate and lonely man, Freddie.
Well, I had a colonoscopy last week. It's not that bad.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. We'll see you next Monday.
Loving you, MacArthur.
There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.